Thank you very much, Mr. Mlotha. Good morning to our media houses that are invited here, to our staff members of parliament and the stakeholders who are here invited. Recognition to my two chairpersons that I have already greeted outside, but and also got a bit of a directive that because this is a month of women, Honorable Maimela will speak last, and we then agreed that she will take almost all of our questions, because it's a month of women, we must give the recognition to that. I will probably deal with two items, but the third item might just come in because it's topical, the issues of NHI as an act. Of course, part of it in terms of explaining the issues of what has been happening with Dudula will be touched on that. Let me just start with the process that is Tobacco Products and Electronic Delivery Systems Control Bill. This bill was actually brought into Parliament in the sixth administration. Actually, I was privileged to have brought it myself as a deputy minister then to the Portfolio Committee on behalf of the department, having gone through what it has actually supposed to Parliament, Cabinet, and then NEDLAC, and then came to Parliament. So the process started in 2023. At the completion of the sixth administration, the Portfolio Committee had not completed the process, had done public hearings on seven provinces and had left with two. So in this new administration, as a chairperson, I led a committee that completed those two other outstanding provinces. We were doing four meetings per province. And there was Northern Cape and Western Cape that had three, so we had to complete one each. So that process has now been dealt with and is behind us. While we're going into the provinces, we then learned that there were about 60 organizations, institutions, and individuals who had requested to make oral submissions to the Portfolio Committee in the meetings that we normally have thereafter the public hearings. That process then kicked in, and next week we'll be completing this. In fact, if you release me much earlier, at 3 o'clock today, I start with that process of virtual meetings. We are going to listen to five other institutions today, and then we complete that process hopefully by Thursday next week. So we'll then be having all that part sorted out. What will then unfold thereafter will be the Department of Health to say, Department of Health, come and actually indicate to us what are your responses. It was all along we have been with them in all these public hearings in provinces and also with these ones. They have to actually now indicate what are their responses in the light of what we have been hearing. We will then, having listened to them, get into the process that is called clause by clause, looking into the bill in the month of September, clause by clause. So we are almost like panel beating, finding the views of South Africans and those who have participated. Actually, because the product that was brought to us by the Department of Health will probably be amended through these contributions and suggestions by our citizens, and hopefully by the end of September, this bill should then be ready to be taken into the House for debate and also then be voted on for all. Okay, if this bill then gets voted in as supported by the majority of members of Parliament, National Assembly will then take its route into the National Council of Provinces for that other process. So really a bill that has been in Parliament since 2023 and is really urgent, because some of the people we've met are saying, please regulate us. We need to be regulated, mainly those who are in vapes, because partly, this bill is improving what is there about tobacco, cigarettes, and all that, but it is actually a new thing that we have never seen before. Issues of vapes, hookers, this act that we have does not cover that part. So we are looking forward to really fine-tuning this bill so that we can begin to really get into regulations of these vapes and other hookers. Right now, we just leave them as they are. Nobody touches them. They do as they wish. And I think that is something that we need to be dealing with that very strongly. Now, let me then go into the second part, which is really dealing with the issues of not only Dudula, but generally speaking. When you look into the preamble of our constitution, it talks about South Africa belongs to all of those who live in it. Now, that part to be respected and that part to be acknowledged, but this part, all, how many and who's all? So I'm not a lawyer, so I won't get into that. It could actually be argued. Then Section 27 of our constitution again talks about everyone has a right to health care services, including reproductive health care. We were confronted by many stakeholders during the NHI public hearings on that part. And hence the conclusion of that part was to say, but the country will and should give emergency health services, not what will be for all South Africans, a comprehensive healthcare services. So it means every citizen coming into a facility, citizen of the world, can only be afforded emergency medical services, which is probably what is binding us based on United Nations rules and all that. But the comprehensive part is that is not probably where we come in terms of support and to do that part. So I am glad that over the past few weeks, the Minister of Health has been discussing with the concerns of Dudula and other stakeholders who have brought this matter to our attention as a country. And our discussions, and also which then have come to be done by myself and the Minister of Health, is that these concerns cannot be ignored, brought in by these citizens. These concerns cannot be wished away, but maybe we should find an approach to handle them and going forward. And the discussion, therefore, going forward, among other things, to address those issues. Fortunately, I was speaking to the minister who has just been a minister of home affairs in the previous administration. And he mentioned the following, that there are certain acts that needs to be repealed, but bringing a bill into parliament from the Home Affairs Ministry. One, a Citizens Act. I won't go into details there, but it means that part of that act talks about citizens being a very wide spectrum. I mean, South Africa is this side of a country. You can't have citizens of the world accessing services in the country the way. So that part must actually be looked into. The other two, that one was 1993, and the Refugees Act of 1998 also needs some repeal through the bill. There's another one called Identification Act. I don't know much about that. I was trying to speak to my Home Affairs chair this afternoon, this morning, as to where these acts, what is the content of these acts, but I'm just raising it because the media might go and look and see what are these acts. The last one is Immigration Act. So some of these acts are very wide and encompassing what some of the people are in their views are saying. Maybe they should actually have a bit of limitation. It's not possible for us as a country to have unlimited resources to deal with what is there in the world. But however, the engagement with Dudula and other stakeholders, you say, look, while there are concerns are coming in from this background, because it's true that there are sometimes clinics and hospitals where there's not enough medication, this and then long queues. But the other thing that makes us to say, maybe let's actually streamline the approach. If there was to be a fire in any of our informal settlements, God forbid, but we also know that every time there's another fire, this and that, most of those citizens lose their identifications, their IDs and everything. So you'd also be saying to other South Africans, you are legitimate South Africans, you don't have access into this facility unless and until you produce an ID. Doesn't matter your ID was burnt in the fire last night or last week. So in terms of that, therefore, those are things that if you engage with Dudula and other stakeholders, you then find a process to say, let's start. So it is something, because as healthcare workers, they can't just stop today. We don't take you unless you show an ID. On the basis of what I've just said, there could be as well another South African who is legitimately supposed to come in there, but the ID is not there. But number two, this part that is this person, foreign national coming in for the emergency medical services. Me at the gate, I may not be able to ascertain that part. But let me end with this part. Even us as South Africans, until this NHI Act gets to be really moving, there's only two groups of South Africans who are actually getting free medical services. It's what was announced by President Nelson Mandela in 1994 in his very first State of the Nation, where he says, one, all pregnant mothers will access primary health care services free of charge. All children under 6 years will access primary health care services free of charge. And we can tell you of the huge benefits of what that has done in our country. But all of us, until we have really put all the issues that do with NHI, we still have to go to Chris Hani Polakwanath and pay, if we actually are able to pay and we are working, and pay for the service that we receive. But even if we have now got an NHI in place and we say it's free, it is free at the point of service. There are South Africans who will contribute to the fund and NHI, so there's nothing completely free. It is free at the point of service that will not disadvantage South Africans who will come at the point of service. But all of us will have to register, give support, and therefore be able to contribute to the fund. All that it will happen now that at the point of service, I will not have to, I'll all have to produce my ID to say we are sponsored in Lomo. Yes, you are registered. Now get in there and then you get the service. So we'll still have to actually do that. So you may just say NHI is coming in for free health services. Yes, at the point of sale. But there are South Africans who are going to contribute through tax to make sure that we realize a universal health coverage for all of us in the country. Thank you very much.